You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
Mendon City Police report the arrest of Jakarion Kemp, age 22, of 115 Fort Street, who was booked for possession of marijuana under 14 grams and DWI. One arrest reported by City Police for simple criminal damage to property, along with a warrant for simple assault. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports an arrest on an outstanding warrant for careless operation. The Department of Transportation and Development is advising motorists that on Monday, from 10 p.m. and through 5 a.m., I-20 westbound will be closed from the Traffic Street exit, exit 19B, to Market Street, exit 19A. No work will take place in the eastbound side. The lane closures are to allow a contractor to install new interstate signs and trusses. This work is for one night only. And the department is also advising motorists that Highway 510 railroad crossing in DeSoto Parish will be closed next Wednesday, March 1st, from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. for repairs, with all work to be performed, weather permitting. A 30% chance for showers today, high 61, east wind with gusts to 25 miles an hour. 30% chance of showers overnight, low 51, northeast wind 5 miles an hour. 30% chance for showers Saturday, high near 64, north wind 5 miles an hour. Cloudy Saturday night, low near 56, northeast wind becoming south 5 miles an hour. Cloudy Sunday, high near 80, 30% chance for showers Sunday night, low near 60, and that's the forecast. In a recent session of Ward 1, Mendon City Court, held before Judge Sherb Santel, Clarence Harrison was fined $500 plus court cost, or 50 days in jail, plus a 60-day suspended sentence for driving under suspension. Crystal Bradley was fined $100 plus court cost for each of two counts of child desertion to run concurrent. Andrea P. Brown was fined $250 plus court cost, plus 25 days suspended for theft by shoplifting. Artie Brown III pleaded not guilty to simple criminal damage to property and will stand trial March 22nd. It was also fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. Thomas George was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. Shamika Henderson was fined $125 plus court cost or 12 days in jail for access device fraud. Lish Island was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for possession of Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance. Was also fined $75 and court cost for speeding. Ralph Mims was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for hit and run. LaWanda Mitchell was fined $100 plus court costs or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. Giante Simpson was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for simple assault. Kadavion Walker was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. Ronald Dubois and Wesley Griffith were each fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. The Buds and Blooms event, sponsored by the Piney Hills Louisiana Master Gardeners, is scheduled for Saturday and will be held at First United Methodist Church. Registration starts at 8:30 Saturday morning. Lectures will be held from 9 a.m. till noon. There'll also be door prizes and food. Guest speakers include Terry Jacobson, Red River National Wildlife Refuge. The topic will be landscaping for birds. Also on hand will be Billy Hummer of Hummer & Sons Honey and Tony and Carol Mullins of Sarepta Brown Cotton. Tickets are $15 per person. Proceeds will go for the 4-H Youth Gardening Contest and for 4-H Youth Scholarships. The town of Houghton officials will be asking the public for the passage of a 14.46 mills property tax dedicated to funding much-needed improvements for public safety departments in one of the fastest-growing municipalities in the state. The date for the election is March 25th. If passed, this millage would raise around $413,931 annually for a period of 15 years, beginning in 2023, ending in 2037. A division of the millage income would give 7.36 mills to the Houghton Fire Department and 7.1 mills to the Houghton Police Department. Income from its share of the millage will be used by the fire departments to replace 3 fire engines, 4 all-purpose quick response apparatus, self-contained breathing apparatus, and bunker gear. Also on the list is radio equipment, firefighting equipment, hydraulic cutting tools, training props, and station and equipment repairs. Town officials say Houghton is the 7th fastest-growing municipality in Louisiana, with a growth rate of 31.4% based on the 2020 census data. With this growth, our demands for public safety have followed suit, says Fire Chief Jimmy Holland of the Houghton Fire Department. Houghton Fire has seen a 43% increase in call volume over the last 10 years. Houghton currently has no property taxes dedicated to either its police or fire departments. Holland says a 15-year needs assessment was conducted to project an equipment replacement schedule. This would be done over 15 years. He says they would not be purchasing all the needed equipment today. The safety of personnel and community is the top priority. Houghton Chief of Police Todd Gibson said the millage is paramount for providing equipment needs, including software that will help the department monitor web-based crimes and arrest those who are preying on children. We're seeing more web-based crimes, especially against children via cell phones and social media, Gibson stated. The ability to purchase Cellebrite software will help monitor and arrest sex offenders who prey on kids. Millage funds will help the department replace at least 2 police cars per year, along with other equipment that ensures the safety and productivity of Houghton's officers. Replacing bulletproof vests as well as laptops help keep officers safe and allow them to work on the streets rather than having to come to the station to prepare reports. Portable radios need to be replaced. Some are old and cost money in maintenance repairs. Gibson said technology has advanced past much of the department's camera equipment, which plays a key role in preventing and solving crime. More crime cameras in the town limits will help track individuals and vehicles used in committing crimes, and in-car and body cameras are outdated. The millage will help keep up-to-date equipment and technology that'll make it better for officers to serve the communities. The Greater St. Paul Baptist Church will celebrate its 52nd anniversary with services Sunday. A service is scheduled for 9:30 Sunday morning. Guest speaker, Pastor Samuel Bradley of Helping Hands Christian Church and the Pilgrim Rest United Methodist Church. Another service is planned for 2:30 Sunday afternoon, featuring Don Pope II and the Examples of Christ Christian Church. The pastor is Reverend Royal Scott Jr. Everyone is invited to both services Sunday at Greater St. Paul Baptist Church. The Mount Zion CME Temple will hold its 61st annual Rainbow Tea at 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Guest speaker Sheila Kimberlake from Longview, Texas. Guest choir is from Haynesville. Everyone is welcome. A gospel program is scheduled for 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon at the St. Rest Baptist Church in Athens. The pastor is Reverend Leroy Jones. Special guests include Big Show and Quartet Boys. Other guests include Nancy Amos, the Hat Lady, Larry Moore, George Malone, Reverend Hill, and many others. Everyone is welcome. An evening of song and praise program is scheduled for 6 p.m. March 4th at the True Life Church of God in Christ on Highway 80 West, featuring the Flint Southern Airs of Flint, Michigan, Pastor Dwight Robinson of Braxton, Mississippi, Voices of Thunder of Ruston. For more information, you can call 318-299-0338. Funeral services for Evelyn McKinnon are scheduled for 10 o'clock this morning in the Roseneath Chapel. Burial will follow in the Gardens of Memory. Survivors include her daughter, Deborah Mathern, a son, Delvin McKinnon, three sisters, Norma Dowings, Patsy Brandt, and Kay Tavener, a brother, Larry Stallsworth, eight grandchildren, and nine great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Ed Kennan, Jr., age 84, are scheduled for 2 o'clock Saturday at the First United Methodist Church, with Reverend David Dietzel officiating. A private burial will follow. A visitation will be at 1 o'clock Saturday till service time. Survivors include his wife, Brenda Evans Kennan, a daughter, Carrie Melissa Kennan, and a brother, Mike Kennan. Funeral services for Josie Lee Jones, age 72, are scheduled for 11 o'clock next Wednesday, March 1st, at the Mount Nebo Baptist Church in Dubberly. Burial will be in the Home Civic Lead Cemetery in Dubberly. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. A reminder of the Trading Post. All telephone numbers will have a prefix of 377 unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318. Unless otherwise mentioned. For sale, an antique mirror, a 73-inch screen TV, also for sale, all at 639-9052. For sale, an antique mirror and a 73-inch TV, call 639-9052. For sale, a 2005 Nissan Altima for $2,700. Call 268-2020. That's a 2005 Nissan Altima for sale. They're asking $2,700. 268-2020. Moving sale going on today from 8 till 4, Saturday 8 till 1 at 108 Colony Lane. That's a moving sale going on today from 8 until 4 and Saturday from 8 till 1 at 108 Colony Lane. For sale, a refrigerator for $65 at 707-3397. That's refrigerator for sale, $65, 707-3397. For sale, a quantity of clothing, shoes, and household items at 0566. For sale, clothes, shoes, and various household items, all for sale. For information, call 0566. For sale, a 2001 Cavalier needs motor, $600. And they want a car with an automatic between $1,500 to $2,000 at 382-3985. For sale, 2001 Chevy Cavalier for $600. Will need a motor. And they are looking to buy a car with an automatic price between $1,500 to $2,000. All at 382-3985. Wanted someone to help with social media. Call 5217. Wanted someone to help with social media, call 5217. For sale, a male registered Mastiff dog at 390-2167. That's for sale, a male registered Mastiff dog, 390-2167. For sale, some oak firewood. You can buy it all for $40 and you load. 584-0638. For sale, some oak firewood. They're asking $40 for all of it if you load it. Call 584-0638. Wanted, a Chihuahua. 423-4051. Wanted, a Chihuahua at 423-4051. A quantity of miscellaneous items, you can buy it all for $60 at 299-0943. That's a quantity of miscellaneous items to sell. Buy it all for $60 at 299-0943. They have for rent a furnished room. It's $300 a month with bills paid. And wanted a 94 to 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts at 639-9340. Please leave message. That's a furnished room for rent for $300 a month with bills paid. And wanted a 94 to 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts, 639-9340. Please leave message.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.